A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. Henry's rebellion against his father, Frederick II. Now, this is going to be short because we're in a kind of a bind here. We have to deal with Henry's rebellion, but it's not going to take long for Frederick II to put him down. But that then leads to this incredible attack on Lombardy and the oppression of the Lombards, as well as another break with Rome. So the two don't really fit together. So we're going to deal with just Henry's rebellion. In 1233, Dominican Inquisitor Conrad of Marburg had angered even local bishops of Germany by his excesses. He had participated in the Albigensian Crusade and had massacred both heretics and those he held to be sympathetic to them. He later became the confessor to a Hungarian queen, whom he was accused of savagely beating for her sins, so severely, in fact, that she died, still young, of the wounds inflicted. The people loved this charitable woman so much that she was declared a saint years later, and ironically, Conrad would one day be buried next to her. But before that day, in 1231, Gregory named him the first papal inquisitor of Germany. The Inquisition was being expanded throughout the realms. In 1234, Aragon became the first country to officially outlaw the translation of the Bible under the Inquisition. Germany now had its first inquisitor in the sadistic person of Conrad. He attempted to root out those bishops who had secretly married, for the unbiblical prohibition against marriage did not deter many, and brutally pursued alleged heretics. The persecutions of dissident Christians was so severe many princes, including King Henry, criticized and resisted Conrad's efforts. When Conrad accused a German count of heresy, the princes and bishops alike became disturbed. Perhaps fearing another Albigensian crusade, an assembly of bishops declared the count innocent at Mans, but Conrad demanded that they reverse their decision. He angrily left Mans with the intent of using whatever power he could muster to compel the bishops to heed his will. On July 30, 1233, he was murdered. Gregory blamed Henry's court and vehemently denounced the princes of Germany and Henry himself. The incident may have actually generated more sympathy for Henry, for no one was at the time too fond of the inquisitors. The Inquisition was rightly seen by many at the time as an attempt to force papal rule and to control even the private lives of individuals. To be sure, few liked heretics, but what was and what was not heresy varied greatly from person to person, as in any society. The Albigensian Crusade had already become known as the False Crusade, and the Inquisitors, although not yet imbued with the right to torture, were feared for their cruelty. By 1234, Gregory was once again driven from Rome by angry people. In Germany, an assembly affirmed the right of the elected king of the Romans, Henry VII. Frederick again came to the Pope's aid in Rome, while Gregory came to Frederick's aid and excommunicated his rebellious son Henry. In 1235, Henry responded by forming an alliance with the Lombard League against Frederick and Gregory. This act spelled doom for Henry. Frederick marched into southern Germany, demanded to know whom the princes were that owned their loyalty. It's clear that Henry's support was far less than he had estimated. Through another political marriage to the sister of King Henry III of England, Frederick had even made allies with the Britons. Frederick's support included many of the German princes, Louis IX, new king of France, Pope Gregory IX, and Henry III. Henry had no choice but to come to his father and beg for mercy. He lay prostrated on the ground before Frederick, hours before Frederick would even acknowledge his son. He demanded that Henry accept deposition, but Henry refused. He was then sent in chains to a dungeon where he would reside for many years. Well, that didn't work out very well, but unfortunately, that was just the chastising of his son. Frederick II is now going to go after the Lombard League. That's where we're headed next. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.